Lori.
And I'm Jeffrey.
And welcome to Southern Charm Magic, where we talk about the magic and the mishaps of planning your next Walt Disney World vacation.
And hopefully bring a little magic to wherever you are in the world.
We'll give you our honest opinions about what we think.
But always with just a little bit of Southern Charm. Y'all who come to this happy podcast, welcome and welcome back. Oops, Lori.
Yeah, welcome. Finally, welcome back. How about that?
It has been just a minute, right?
A little minute. Whoops. We're sorry.
Sorry we haven't seen y'all in 3 months, but it's good to be back.
3 months.
We really talk about this podcast all the time. We talk about Disney all the time, but we have had so much going on in our lives, you know, good and bad, that we have not had the time to sit down and record this for y'all. But we are so excited to be back, to be back in the recording booth, as it were. But Lori, I think you really have had the most exciting few months lately. You want to tell everyone about what you did in December?
I graduated from LSU finally at 41 years old.
Go Tigers. And I got to go and attend. So I was very fortunate to be able to attend that. So to prove that Lori graduated, I had to make sure she would actually do it. And she did.
Yep.
So congratulations, Lori. That is so awesome.
Thank you.
I'm so glad I got to be there and witness it. So go Tigers. I'm sorry if while we say y'all who come to this happy podcast, all y'all are all welcome. But this is a Go Tigers podcast. If that's not evident. If you didn't click on see our logo or anything, this is kind of a tiger-oriented crew here.
Tigers in Disney World.
Tigers in Disney World. I think we got to work on that. Was that title taken for podcast? Disney Tigers?
That's a good idea.
Was that taken? Hold on.
I don't know.
Hold on. We may need to rebrand in 2023.
Right.
Well, to say the least, we have a lot of news to cover with y'all.
Lots.
And honestly, I think most of it's pretty good.
Lots of good news coming out of Disney World.
Lots of good news. And there really is. But the biggest one, we normally cover news in chronological order with y'all, in the order of that things happened over the past 3 months. But the biggest one we have to talk about, because everyone in the world has talked about it, is the changing of the Bobs, which I'm talking about the changing of the CEOs. So Disney famously changed CEOs from Bob Chapek back to Bob Iger. So Bob Iger is back in town. He was the CEO for the past several years, and Bob Chapek took over, and now it's back to Bob Iger. So he's back. What do you think, Lori?
I think that it's going to be good. I'm still a little confused on him leaving and then coming back, but I think it's going to be a lot better than what was going on.
The thing is, I mean, I know a lot of changes that we saw in the parks have been unpopular over the past couple of years, and a lot of people blame that on the CEO. And I think the CEO at the time, Chapek, said that, you know what, a lot of these decisions are not mine. I don't make a lot of these decisions that you see every day. But you know what? The blame always goes to the top.
Right.
You know, that's just it. Most people don't know who the CFO of Disney is, or whatever other budgetary people they have. They know the CEO, and that's where the blame falls. And, you know, because again, I think Bob Iger made some decisions that I didn't like. So I'm not the most excited about him coming back.
Right.
But I will say the fan community, the Disney fan community, seems just absolutely thrilled.
Right.
And
I mean, that was the biggest internet thing when he got back than that Taylor Swift situation.
Pretty much. It was, I mean, I had people texting me about it. People, what do you think of this? What do you think of this? And that's when we should have just come and jumped on the podcast real quick talked about it. But we have some news later in the segment that we'll talk about. I think that is very important, you know, about things that he has done, some good changes.
Finally, they're listening to the fans.
Yes. And so I think that's the important thing.
Yep.
You have to be able to listen to the fans in that role. You are sitting in the seat of Walt Disney.
Right.
And you must act accordingly, or the fans will let you know.
I agree.
So some good news and bad news coming down the pipe, but let's get to some of it. We have the buffet back at Tusker House. So do you like that buffet, Lori?
The I like Tusker the breakfast. Buffet,
Animal Kingdom?
The breakfast.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, they
the
have, you know.
Really good.
You know, they have Simba waffles there.
Yeah, they're really good.
Yeah, so they have Simba waffles. I know I've been for breakfast, but I don't remember seeing the Simba waffles. I think I saw Mickey waffles and I just ate those.
Yeah.
So that would be it for me. And then also, Kona is back open. Kona Cafe over at the Polynesian is open. Yeah. You ever eat at Kona?
I've never eaten there. I've had drinks there.
Not my thing, but you know, my favorite place in the world, Ohana, is just
not my favorite. You
know, steps away. I'm giving Lori a very, very serious look right now for our audio viewers.
I tried it again when I went in December.
But that was my fault. So there's a secret to enjoying Ohana. I'll go ahead and tell you now because I don't think we have it to discuss later on the list. But you have to get the peanut sauce. They have a special sauce there, and you just dunk your meat in there, whether it's the beef or chicken or shrimp or whatever. But then they used to have another sauce too, and they said they discontinued it. But I did go right after they reopened after the pandemic, and they said they don't bring it out automatically.
Oh.
You have to add. They used to bring it out automatically, and so that's how I knew to get it. And so I didn't. I just thought they discontinued it on my two visits ago. But then on my last visit, I was like, "Hey, do y'all have that in the back?" And they said, "Sure." And so peanut sauce is all the different. You heard it here first at Southern Charm Magic.
Well, I didn't even like the bread, and I love bread.
Well, you don't want to eat too much of the bread at a buffet like that. I mean, it's not a buffet; it's all you care to enjoy.
I like it. Like Ryan's rolls were my favorite thing ever in the world.
Ryan's rolls. She's talking about Ryan's rolls on our Southern Charm Magic.
I'm just telling you that was bread at a buffet, but
those were good.
That bread is weird, and even Aaron didn't like it. And Aaron likes everything.
Aaron is Lori's husband, and so they just and I'll just you know unfortunately podcast
but
listeners
a lot
they
of
have
people love Ohana
unfortunately they the unfortunately they have flawed taste that's what I'll say they have flawed taste and maybe one day they'll see the light but I have a challenge for you though Lori and I'm very excited because speaking about food one of the most popular restaurants in all of Disney reopened on November 4th. And you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Over in Epcot. What is the most popular, one of the most popular restaurants in Disney?
I don't know how to say it, but it's in Norway. The Storybook Dining.
Visually or phonetically, I call it, it looks like Acacius. But I have heard cast members call it Acre House.
Oh, Acre House. It is exactly how they say it.
That's how I've heard it's Acre House. But if you look at it on paper, if you wanted to Google what we're talking about, it's Acacius. And why is it so popular, Lori? Tell people what they can, or rather, who they can see there, which I think is
the princesses. And it's really, it's fun. Like when it is open, I go to it every single time.
You don't know how to pronounce it, but you go to it.
I don't know how to pronounce it, but okay. Acre House.
So I have a challenge for Lori. So again, our viewers can't see this, but I've typed out the menu there for Lori to see the new menu coming. And I want Lori to pronounce what it is that they are serving on the menu. So Lori, for our listeners, please tell people what they can get.
The traditional. I don't even know what that symbol is. It's a symbol. It's not a letter.
So hey, Lori, what did she say? What?
Kai Jotaker.
Okay. All right. I actually don't know how to say it. So I can't really judge Lori on how she's approaching it, but yeah, it is Norwegian.
It must be a Norwegian letter in there.
Yeah. The rest of the words, I think you can say it. Since it's traditional, you know, it looks like Kajok Kaker, you know, I don't know. I will ask my Norwegian friend. I do have a Norwegian friend who lives in Norway. Yeah,
absolutely.
And we have been to Disney. We've been to Disney together in high school. We went to Disney World together and with school.
I want to go visit them in Norway.
Oh, I've been invited. I need to go, by the way, because I think Disney does a cruise in Norway. Yeah. But the good news is, if you're like me, if you're a little more like me and not adventurous, they do have American food on the buffet as well. Mashed potatoes and gravy, grilled salmon.
Oh, they
cheese.
Used to not.
Now they, but looks like they do have it now.
Yeah, that's cool to know because it used to be kind of weird, and I just ate all the rolls.
So we have two buffets back, Acre House and Tusker House. That rhymes. And then Kona Cafe. So good news on the restaurant front.
Yeah,
that's the bottom.
But still no Garden Grill for breakfast.
I don't know what's taking so long. And Well, I'm waiting for 1900 Park Fair at Grand Floridian.
Oh, me too. I stalk every day for that.
Where is it? I don't know.
I don't know. Like, what is taking so long?
So what do we have in the nighttime spectacular news, Lori?
Oh, Fantasmic opened back up on November 3rd.
You do not know how much I'm itching to go see Fantasmic again. I've stayed off the internet and YouTube and not spoiled anything. There is a clip I saw because, you know, sometimes scrolling through, you'll just see whatever. Yeah. So I've managed to avoid it for the most part. But they say that Moana, Mulan, and Pocahontas all have moments in the show. That's what Disney has said. Huh? That's not spoiler. And then Elsa's going to doing a scene with Show Yourself from Frozen 2.
Yeah.
And I think you have a big Frozen fan in the family, right?
Yes, my 2-year-old niece.
She loves her some Elsa. What is she singing? What song is she singing?
Let It Go. She was her mama told me today she made her play it on repeat in the car.
I love it.
I got her an Anna dress when I went to Disney this last time, and she loves it. She wears it all the time because I FaceTimed her. She picked Anna dress.
So she likes Anna too, not just Elsa. Okay. Mm-hmm. Love it. And you know, Anna's a queen now.
Yep.
She's a queen, not just a princess, because, you know, they were the princess, now they're queens.
Yep.
Disney royalty can be very complicated, y'all.
Very complicated.
So for our water park people, what's up with there, Lori?
Blizzard Beach reopened on November 13th, and they have a big Frozen kid area now.
Isn't that fun? Did you see it? The picture.
I did. We're gonna go.
You're going.
Summer. Yeah.
You're going. But we have a slight problem we need to address there, because they announced some new additions coming.
Yeah, for their food.
Their food, Lori.
Yes, I don't understand. First of all, how are you gonna sell this at a water park?
So y'all, Disney at Blizzard Beach, which the theme of Blizzard Beach is that it's a blizzard.
Yeah.
Themed water park. There's a water park and a blizzard hit it. So I don't even know where it is geographically. But they're going to start serving Cajun shrimp and grits. And Disney is so excited about it. They wrote a whole article about it. We're going to have Cajun shrimp and grits. And every person in Louisiana said, you're going to do what?
Because I don't know if whoever is listening to this saw when they try to serve gumbo. You remember that disaster?
That was just, I mean, that was an internet debacle.
It was a disaster.
Just absolute debacle all the way around.
Yeah, and I think that this might be a debacle all the way around too.
Yep. So, but I haven't heard anything about it, so we're going to have to look at that.
Yep.
And other news, there's a new popcorn bucket in town.
Yeah, but is it still able? Can you still get it?
I have not heard. So there is a Mr. Toad popcorn bucket. Do you remember Mr. Toad, Lori?
Yes, that was my favorite ride.
Was
and
it?
The Mr. Toad popcorn bucket was out whenever I went in December, and I couldn't get it. That it is gone right now, but the Figment popcorn bucket's coming back again.
Yes, and that is coming back for the Festival of the Arts, which is starting January 13th. That's starting soon. I think a lot of the booths are starting to be up.
Yeah.
And then that's going to go through February 20th.
One doesn't run long enough for me.
It doesn't, but it's a great festival.
I know. I wanted to go to it this year, and my friends, you know, Bridget and Steve, we were trying to get an adult trip, and we want to do one of the festivals, and I really wanted to do that one.
But it's a good one. I like all of them. I think I'm on
the record. I do too. I like every single one of them.
You can't go wrong with the festival, even though when we were together at Mardi Gras, I somehow managed to miss every single festival.
Yeah, didn't I see both? Didn't I see the arts and then the beginning of the
Flower and Garden?
Flower and Garden, yeah.
So but you did.
That's the way to do it.
So you did that. And then also, so we I know we've talked till we can't talk anymore about the 50th anniversary, but that decor is coming down, surprisingly.
I didn't realize. I thought it was coming down in March. So when their Christmas, which it says they're coming down when the Christmas decorations come down. And did you see how much longer they left the Christmas decorations up this year? Normally they're like, they take them down fast, fast, fast.
And they didn't?
No.
Oh,
I saw people that were there after, and I was like, why do they still have those Christmas? Like, I really think somebody I know that was there for this marathon this weekend, in the background, I saw Christmas decorations in the Mexican pavilion. And I was like, what? They normally take that down so fast.
Maybe they're actually leaving it up for Epiphany.
I wish, because I would like to go in that January, like after the new year. I would like to go like the second
Maybe they're going
to
start.
And then beat the Christmas crowd. Like, the Christmas crowds are too crazy. So I would like to go, like, the second. But I always like to go see the Christmas decor.
Well, maybe they'll start.
Yeah, I hope.
We'll see. We have a bit of bad news when it comes to park tickets, right? Can you walk us through some of that?
Price increase. I don't have it down, but lots of things went with the price of the tickets, the hotels, packages, everything went up across the board like Disney normally does all the time.
So again, be prepared. I think we definitely want to do one or more episodes about saving money on your trip. And so we'll have a lot more to share about that.
They did come out with, I don't know if this is on here, with that price increase, they did come out with a new never before promotion that Disney has never done for the summertime. They're giving you, like, if you do a 4-day, I think you get a dining card where, you know how they used to do the free dining plan, but they haven't came out with the dining plans again.
Right.
So you can get up to $150 per day, depending on what resort you book, on a card to eat. Yeah.
Wow. So
for
that's
summer travel.
So that's a great, so people need to reach out to you for details
for sure.
On that.
Yeah. Cause it's a big ordeal. Lots of people loved the free dining plans when they did that for promotions. So a lot of people are loving this.
Love it. Love that. So yes. Take advantage of the sales out there, because I've seen some really good sales out there.
Yeah, for sure. The prices went up, but you can get good discounts.
Right. So definitely talk to an authorized Disney vacation planner.
Lori!
To do that. Subtle hint. Disney Cruise News. Did you see that, Lori?
Yeah, they bought that new big ship.
Yeah, that's rare for them. Disney normally builds their own, but they bought this one, which is already under construction, and I think the company... Something happened and the company couldn't do it. So Disney's like, we'll buy it. And it's going to be like this massive, massive.
Aladdin themed.
And it's going to be
Right?
I think the Aladdin and the Treasure is the one that they're
building. Oh, that's
themselves.
Their new one. That's right.
This one, we don't have a lot of details because they just bought it and it's already built.
That's
so they've got to convert it to Disney.
Yeah. And with that, talking about cruises, I forgot about that. Something else that happened during this time off. I didn't go on my Disney Wish cruise.
Oh, I wasn't going to bring it up, but you want to
I did
confess,
not go.
You want
to talk about mishaps
to
Disney. That's a Lori mishap, the weather mishap, everything.
It didn't go well. So Lori was planning, we had a big, big episode about Lori's fabulous Disney trip and cruise on the Wish. She was going on the Wish and didn't work out with the weather.
Nope. Hurricane came in November.
So there's... the odds of that happening. We've talked about hurricaning and Disney, but we're going to have more.
I was not going to hurricane on a cruise. No, no.
No, I think there's a bit of a difference there.
Yeah.
Bit of a difference if, to say the least. So a couple of bit of news going to the Magic Kingdom. Splash Mountain. Get there while you can.
Yes.
We have a closing date.
It's closing, and I was gonna ride it in December, but it was too chilly for me to ride it, so I'm sad because I would have liked to seen it one more time. But I am very excited about Tiana.
23rd, it's going 23rd of January. Splash Mountain closes to get ready for Tiana, and I have to laugh at this, Lori. This new piece of news that came out a while back.
Yeah.
Disney has signed up that you can't film handheld film on Space Mountain.
Yeah, why is that one the only one?
Well, I think there may be on more. But y'all, if you can hold your phone on Space Mountain, you go right on ahead, because I am holding on for dear life at that point. I mean, when's the last time you did Space Mountain, Lori?
I've never done Space Mountain, Jeffrey.
I'm going to throw my microphone across the room.
I've never rode. That's the only ride. Rock and Roller Coaster and Space Mountain are the only two rides that I've never ridden in Disney World. I was going to ride it this time with the Christmas overlay, but I chickened out.
Lori, so you definitely wouldn't like the Halloween version where they turn off all the lights.
No,
and you're riding in complete darkness.
No, did you do that?
Yes. Oh, I had to. Oh, it was thoroughly enjoyable. So at the Halloween, they turn off all the lights and you ride in complete darkness. Whereas in Christmas, I think they have Christmas music.
Or something, the Christmas overlays. Yeah. I don't know, because that's new. They haven't done that for a long time.
So anyway, don't film because you will drop your phone if you were.
Yeah,
if you
but
were.
It's also a rule now.
Yeah, so it's a rule now. So the next thing I want to talk about is not necessarily news. It's something that happened. Did you see that Gary Sinise was there on December 6th?
I did not. I know he did something last year. I didn't realize he did anything this year.
He has this this amazing organization. Gary Sinise is famous, most famous for playing Lieutenant Dan from Forrest Gump. If you know Lieutenant Dan, Ice Cream Lieutenant
Yes,
Dan.
that's my favorite thing he does.
He does a veterans. He does a lot for our veterans, a lot. And so this is
yeah,
what he
cool.
calls the Snowball Express. And they take he takes family members of fallen heroes to Disney and does an event at Disney with them. And it's this amazing video they did. Disney has something called the Veteran Affinity Group of their cast members who either are veterans or family members of veterans or something like that. And they did this amazing ceremony at the Magic Kingdom where they write loved ones. I think they did balloons, maybe write messages to their loved
oh,
ones
that's
on
cool.
balloons. And Disney was very supportive of that. So just a great event for our veterans. And love to see that. Love to see stuff like that at Disney. So
yeah,
a little
that's
bit of
really
Disney
cool.
magic. So I want to ask you, Lori, have you ever seen the movie Avatar?
Nope.
Have you ever seen the new $2 billion box office hit currently playing in cinemas, Avatar 2, The Way of Water?
No, I would never. I saw, didn't you go see it?
I did. And so that is... But obviously, you've done Flight of Passage.
Yes.
And you've done the Navi River Journey.
Yes.
So, you know, I don't... This is the thing about Avatar, Lord. I don't know anyone who talks about this. Like, have you ever been hanging out with someone? They're like, oh, Avatar is so great. Let me tell you all about Avatar.
Nope.
But you go to Disney, and Flight of Passage is the longest line
it
ever.
It is. And I mean, and it's one of our favorite rides.
Oh, is it? Okay,
yes.
So you're in that
That's,
category of
it's
people.
Aaron's very favorite ride.
So why do y'all like it? If you
because
don't
it's
even know the
cool.
movie, but you don't even know about Jake and Neytiri and all
But
that.
I know about the Banshees because, I mean, my kids have told me.
Okay. So do your kids know the movie?
I think
Okay.
Rhett does.
Okay. So, that's the thing. It just boggles the mind because I actually like the movies. I happen to like them and know all about them. So for me, I can make that emotional connection and I know what things
yeah.
are, what I'm looking at. Not that they're necessarily tied to the movies. There are different casts in them in the ride in the movies, but still it's fascinating that it's so popular. But my point being that they now have more Avatar, their stuff on the Tree of Life, they have a new projection show out showcasing
cute.
The new movie, but they have said, you know, if the new movies are successful, they will put some more Avatar stuff in the parks. So there's that. And looking forward to that. We forgot a buffet earlier. We have a buffet returning. What
Chef
do you,
Mickey's.
Chef Mickey? Are you a Chef Mickey's fan?
I think it's like iconic.
Yeah.
So I do like to do it every couple times for breakfast. I've done it for dinner and it wasn't terrible, but it's just iconic. To sit in the middle of the contemporary and watch the monorail go by, you know, while you're eating with the characters.
Yeah, and that, I mean, that's it. The monorail goes overhead, the characters are there, and it's a buffet.
And I like to ride the monorail and see the characters down there, too.
So that's what it is. But speaking of characters, we talked about Acre House being so popular, but there's one more place that is probably one of the most popular restaurants.
Yes.
What, tell
and
us
one of the
about
most
it.
Expensive. The Cinderella's Royal Table, which is in the castle. Characters have not been back or scheduled there since COVID. They have had appearances by Cinderella, but now on the 28th of February, the characters are returning. So they are guaranteed to be there now.
That is going to be tremendously popular.
Oh my gosh, it's going to be terrible. Crazy to get.
So
it's
book
gonna be terrible
early.
Trying to book. Yes, you're gonna have to book. I would definitely try to use a authorized Disney vacation planner on a diamond agency like Mickey Travels.
Nice
to book because it's gonna be very popular, and that's one you have to prepay to book to eat there. So just keep that in mind. But
oh, nice. Good to know. I did not know that.
Yep, and you
oh.
have to. But it's very cool if you have a little girl. I mean, eating with the princesses in the castle. It's a really cool place.
Yeah, you said iconic about Chef Mickey's. I would say this one is probably one of the most iconic. Maybe that's a podcast episode. One of the most iconic. That's definitely up there.
Yeah, like that really feels Disney, like Disney princesses.
So that's going to be tremendously popular.
Yeah.
So we talked earlier about the Mr. Toad popcorn bucket, but Lauren, there is a popcorn bucket I have to have.
Right.
I've messaged our friends at Shop Mini Mart. They've already gotten the message.
Oh, did you get it?
Not yet. And I need to check on it because I have to have this popcorn bucket. Y'all, there is a Sam Eagle popcorn bucket. If you don't know who Sam Eagle is, please turn in your America card. Sam Eagle is the most patriotic Muppet. You can see him in Muppet Vision 3D. He's the one who says a salute to all nations, but mostly America. He is just, an icon in and of himself. And the fact that they made a popcorn bucket, I'm just so shocked because you don't see him in the parks a lot. I mean, has that iconic line in Muppet Vision 3D.
Yep.
And you really don't see a lot of the Muppets in the parks. They have obviously the new Sam Eagle barbecue restaurant at the American Adventure in Epcot.
I didn't realize that was the name of it.
It's Regal Eagle Smokehouse is the name of it. Excuse me, but it is the Regal Eagle is, if you go look at the signs and stuff, it's referring to Sam Eagle.
I didn't realize that.
And I mean, I have two shirts with Sam Eagle on it. I mean, I have one of my custom made yard signs of Sam Eagle. I am just all about it. And just the fact that they didn't use, Kermit, Miss Piggy, Gonzo, people who are much more sadly recognizable than Sam Eagle. It just warms my American heart.
That's really cool.
Y'all, I'm sorry. I'm just emotional over it. Disney did it. They did it. That's why we keep going back. Cause they know their fans deep down. Lori, have you ever done a Disney After Hours event?
I have.
So they're back. Good news. They are back. What are your thoughts? Do you like them?
So it's hit or miss. Like, I know that I've done them twice. I think one time I did, and the park was empty 0 wait times, but then it got pretty popular. And the second time I did it, and it was crazy busy.
So a few days ago, I saw a report, and I would love to give them credit, but I forgot whose website I saw, but they were at whatever person it was that was at, they were at Disney After Hours at Hollywood Studios.
Yeah. And they like empty.
They were saying, they were saying that Rise of the Resistance, which people pay, including me, $15, $20 just to skip the line.
Yeah.
They said that had a 5 minute wait time.
Yeah.
As did several other attractions.
Yeah. Lots. And then the pictures, like the park looked completely empty.
And the fun thing about the After Hours event is, so I've done them in the past and I've loved them. One of the cool things is that you get as much popcorn and soft drinks as you want. So you do bottle drinks
Mickey
and
bars, maybe.
Yeah, and the ice cream novelty bar. So you either get the Mickey bar. You can do the ice cream sandwich or
the Mickey bar. Yeah,
with the frozen chocolate with the ice cream inside. Yeah. So it is absolutely fun. So you can almost get your money's worth on that, depending on how much you load up. But it's for me. So they are expensive. They're $140 per event for 3 hours, and Magic Kingdom is doing one, and Disney's Hollywood Studios is doing one. And it's all a matter of whether it's worth it. So like you've said, sounds like one of your times you went would be worth it, the other time wouldn't be. Is that kind of your thought? It's all about what you prioritize. I am a ride person. I am all about get me on a ride, and I want to wait as little as possible.
Yeah, and that's what I think the After Hours are good for, the rides for sure. That's it. I mean, that's basically all they're good for.
But I don't understand, why are they not doing Epcot and Animal Kingdom?
I don't know.
Like, I kind of get Animal Kingdom because they don't have a lot of rides.
But Epcot, I love Epcot. I wish Epcot stayed up until 2 a.m.
Can you imagine being able to do Ratatouille and Frozen and all that stuff?
And I would like all the countries to stay open too.
Well, the thing to do about that, I think I've said this on here. If not, I'll tell you. After the fireworks show in Epcot, whatever it happens to be when you're there, you go walk around the countries at night. And I've got a ton of great pictures as the park empties out. The countries at night are just one of my favorite.
Yeah, they're my favorite, very favorite.
Mm-hmm. I love that. So, but let's talk about nighttime shows.
Yeah.
What's coming back?
Well, Happily Ever After is returning April 3rd. They just April announced that 3rd. Yesterday.
Yeah, so it's coming out.
With a big announcement on April the 4th too.
People are ecstatic. Ecstatic. What's happening on April 4th?
Tron.
Tron is coming.
We don't have
Tron's
that
coming. We have to talk about Tron. But also, what else is coming back on April 3rd?
Epcot Forever.
Didn't you see that while you were there?
No, I saw Harmonious, didn't I?
Okay. You didn't see Epcot Forever when it was playing? Because it played before Harmonious started.
Maybe I did.
I thought you did.
But what was before that? What was before Epcot Forever?
Eliminations.
Yeah. That's the one I liked. Okay.
So everyone loved Illuminate. I did not. Yeah. I'm very much in the opinion minority on that. But the big news is Disney fans around the world rejoice. Disney put in their press release that the barges for Harmonious are coming down. I am heartbroken. I loved Harmonious. I'm a fan.
Clients. She's going to be mad that I didn't realize it was ending so soon.
Well, me and her can weep over it together because I am devastated. With that said, I mean, I do have the soundtrack downloaded, so I do have that going for me. Those barges during the day were completely visual clutter. I mean, it was just terrible. So they needed to go. They needed to go. And so thankfully they did. And so they're gone. Disney fans rejoice.
Yeah, because they must have listened to their fans on this one big time because people went crazy over that.
So to recap, if you are visiting Disney on or after April 3rd, you will have three nighttime shows to see. You will have Happily Ever After at Magic Kingdom, Epcot Forever at Epcot, and then Fantasmic at Hollywood Studios. Animal Kingdom does not have anything for you except those Avatar Tree of Life projections. Yeah. So do not stand around Animal Kingdom waiting for fireworks. Sorry. Because the fireworks scare the animals. You know, that's why they don't do that, right? I have a lot of ideas for what they could do instead, but anyway,
they keep their animals safe. Like you can't bring balloons in there. They have a balloon daycare center. Did we ever talk about that? I think we did.
I think you've told me about that before, and I was so confused.
Balloon daycare center. Mm-hmm.
I love that. That just makes so much sense. Well, we got a lot of good news. We talked earlier about changes that the new CEO has made, and there are three announcements made yesterday. From the time we're recording this, that I think are just so good. Walk us through
this
those.
This one is my favorite. Free parking is back at Disney Hotel. So if you stay in 2018, they started charging to park your car if you stayed on their hotel. It was different tier levels: value, moderate, and deluxe.
But it was expensive.
Yeah, it was expensive. Mm-hmm. They did away with that starting yesterday. Last night was the first night with no more charging if you were staying on property. Thank goodness.
Awesome. That is applause to Disney for that and listening to their guests.
People like us, I mean, it's easy. It's not easy, but it's not a terrible drive for us. We could drive or fly. And we do both. We both drive. You drive sometimes too. And that's a big charge, man.
It adds up quick. I mean, and so on.
Yeah, I was aggravated because I'm staying deluxe over the summer for 10 days. And I was like, oh, my gosh, that's going to be a lot of money.
So, again, we're going to have to start putting our episodes on YouTube so y'all can see the looks I'm giving Lori when she says, I'm staying in a deluxe for 10 days. Well, I'm just, terrible.
At the beach club. With the awesome pool for the summer.
Did I not tell you I'm sneaking in your suitcase for that trip?
Because
10-day deluxe vacation.
It's not the whole time at Beach Club. I think we're gonna move over to I think we're gonna move over to the Destino Tower or whatever.
Grand Destino Tower.
Because I can only stay for a certain amount of time with how I have it booked with my travel agent stuff, so I'm gonna do a split stay because we're staying so long.
Okay. And so And so what else did we find out yesterday?
I'll let you talk about that one. But ride photos are going to be included. When you buy the Genie Plus, you will also be able to download your ride photo without having to pay for the photo pass or the memory maker.
That's so great.
Yeah,
I love
that.
That's
really cool. Yeah,
I think that's a great thing. I mean, Genie Plus is obviously new. Right. But previously, you know, it just gets you, you know, the front of the line.
Yeah.
Lightning Lane. But now you're going to get that attraction photo when you do it. I think that's a great addition. People love the ride photos. Your husband has one of my favorite ride photos of all time on Everest and Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. We really do. So yeah. If it, with his permission, of course.
Oh,
of course,
he
we would never embarrass Aaron without
permission. Mm-hmm. He'll get
oh, he gives permission.
He
okay.
gives permission.
Oh, I must have not been able to hear him in the background giving that permission. It was just muffled on my end. Excuse me. And then, so yeah, the last thing, the good news is that annual pass holders can now go to whatever park they want after 2 o'clock with no reservation.
Yeah.
Because, annual pass, I've run into this problem myself. Because after 2 o'clock, you can park hop, which is another rule I would like to see gone. But you can park hop after 2 o'clock. And you had to make a reservation
for the first park
for your first park you visit, regardless of where you're going.
And so, you have to go, even if you didn't go over there, you'd have to go scan in and then leave.
Correct. And so I ran into a big problem with that on a previous trip. I was going to meet a friend in Epcot, but my park reservation was for Magic Kingdom. I couldn't change it at the time for whatever reason. Either Epcot was full or something like that. So I had to go to Magic Kingdom, scan in, then monorail over to Epcot. Yeah. It was a huge, huge waste of time. So now annual pass holders can go in anytime they want after 2 without a reservation. The internet's kind of buzzing, like maybe this is a step to end the park reservation system. We all are hoping for it.
Everybody's asking me that. I mean, and even if they don't end the park reservations, just let us park hop at any time we want.
Mm-hmm. Right. And
it's still just not worth the money to me to buy park hoppers.
These are baby steps in the right direction.
Right.
I hope that's it. So anyway, so that's our news recap for now. Let's take a little break and we will be back with some more info for y'all. And we're back. So one of the reasons we were not able to record for so long, because like everything in life, I blame Lori. Lori was in Disney.
I was in Disney.
You were there. When were you there, Lori?
I was there December 11th. And I think I came home on the 15th, the day before I graduated.
Love it. And you had to extend your trip unexpectedly, right? What happened?
Well, the weather was supposed to be really bad here, and I think it might have been a little bad here to fly home. And I know I've talked about this a lot. I don't like to fly. I'm a terrible flyer. So I freaked out. I let the internet scare me, like always. And I extended my trip an extra day.
Oh, I was just so heartbroken.
I know,
just
but
so it heartbroken for Lori that she had to extend her Disney vacation.
It ended up costing us a whole lot of money, like the same amount as the whole trip, actually, for one more day.
So I think that's important for people planning Disney vacations, right?
Yeah.
We tell you our whole premise of our podcast. We're going to tell you about the magic and the mishaps of planning your Walt Disney World vacation. That is why we are here. And Lori happened to have a mishap.
It was a big mishap. I feel sorry. Like, just like with my cruise, that was a whole situation too. But this, and I feel bad because my husband had to shell out a whole bunch of money because I freaked out on the about the airplane. But we paid the one more night. I paid more for that one night than I did the whole amount of nights that I stayed.
And so is your advice to people to just plan longer Disney vacations? Is that the thing? Just always plan longer?
Planning a longer trip is always recommended because the more ticket days you buy, the cheaper your ticket is.
Right.
So it is always recommended. I always recommend to at least do 4 days, 4 or more days. But this wouldn't have been, I think it was just the time because it was Christmas time. It was getting closer to Christmas because when you left me in Disney World that one time.
What is this allegation?
Yes.
You were invited to come with us.
Yes. But I stayed, which was a way better choice.
She willingly stayed. I did not purposely leave her.
That time when I extended, it was very cheap. It was real, real cheap. They did not charge me a lot, but I think it was right when they were opening back from COVID, remember? And I think just because we were getting so close to Christmas, everything was booked and I had to upgrade to a bigger room, like all kinds of stuff, like the only thing they had available. So, which, I mean, if I had to go back and do it, would I do it again? Yes, I would. So we end up doing, I think we did the Who to Do musical review the day we extended it. But I end up really messing myself over with flying home. I end up flying home because the bad weather that was here ended up being there when I flew out. So I ended up flying in bad weather anyway. And that's a whole disaster of a story too, because I freaked out on the airplane. And
well, like we've said, some people prefer to fly to Disney. Some people prefer to drive. And maybe that would have been.
But the driving, I think, would have been worse driving home in it, because we looked at doing that to get in the car, but I think driving in it would have been way worse. So well, Lori, we had to end up flying up the East Coast to Georgia and then turning.
Well, you know that I don't mind driving through a hurricane.
Oh, I know. And he will drive real fast and text too. And I told his mom on him too.
She sure enough did. She told my mom and everybody, yep. as we say. Mm-hmm. She told my mom and everybody.
That's one law this lawyer's gonna break.
What? I didn't break any laws.
Speeding.
I didn't break any laws. Mm-hmm. Allegedly speeding.
Yeah.
And allegedly texting. I reject those arguments. But you stayed in a place that I've never stayed before.
Yeah. Well, I've stayed here before. I've stayed here a lot of times, actually. I stayed at Coronado Springs. We had stayed there when we got married in 2013, but I'd stayed there twice before that. But this is the first time that we stayed since the tower has been built. And I will not lie to you. Like, I was not even, it was just whatever. Coronado was always just whatever to me. I absolutely loved it. Loved, loved, loved. That new tower has made everything. Like, the entire stay felt like I was at a deluxe resort just because of the tower. Like, everything was remarkably clean. Like, I don't remember, you know, I think I've talked about this in a podcast about since that new CEO was in, I didn't feel like Disney was as clean as it used to be. Like, I didn't feel like they took pride in it like they used to. But this resort was exceptionally clean. Like, I could still smell it. Like, the smell, it smelled so good. The grounds were unbelievable. I really loved every single thing about it. We got, I think the second night, it was my birthday, my graduation, and anniversary, all was that week. And they brought the biggest gift basket full of stuff for my anniversary, birthday, and everything, like all kinds of stuff. I don't know. I can't explain it. It is my very favorite moderate resort now.
Is it? Okay. Oh, I mean, like, I've never stayed there. And you were not...
Way above, I loved Port Orleans before. Right. Way it ranks way above that to me now.
But you did not stay in Grand Destino Tower, right?
I did not. I stayed in the cabana section. I've stayed in that section. That's the only section I've ever stayed in. I'm going to stay in the tower over the summer, but it just wasn't available. I would have, because it's not too much more expensive than staying in the other. But I did not, and I'm telling you, I even loved it. I loved it, and I've stayed there plenty of times. Just the service was unbelievable. The bus system had no waits. Nobody was like, it was flawless.
Really?
Yes.
Because one of the drawbacks to me about that moderate resort is that you are busing everywhere from there.
Everywhere.
There's no Skyliner, no monorail, right. No boat.
Right. And that was always why I quit staying there, because of that. But I never realized how close it was to Epcot and Hollywood Studios. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I never realized that, but it is. So you're not ever on the bus a long time. And I'm telling you, and I wasn't there that long. So, and we did Uber to some things. We did a lot of stuff that was not in the parks this time. We did a lot of things that not in the parks. So we Ubered a bunch, but every time we used the bus, I'm telling you, it was flawless. Because, you know, I will be at a resort, and if that bus line looks too long, or the line at the park back to the resort looks too long, I'm going to get an Uber. Period.
Same.
It was flawless. Flawless.
But the issue at Coronado to me, because I did go visit on a recent trip, but the issue to me is that there's like four or five bus stops within the resort.
Yeah. Well, we were real close to one of them. So I guess that. But we walked to the front a whole lot too. And my husband, who is not a very, he doesn't like to walk. He will tell you, he never complained. And it is a pretty large resort, but we walked it a lot and we were fine.
It looks like a deluxe resort. It really does give off that vibe.
I'm telling you, it's my favorite place. Like, if I can't say deluxe, because sometimes those deluxe resorts get a little pricey, I will for sure say Coronado. I will say Port Orleans at Mardi Gras time, but every other time I will it, Caribbean Beach. I don't care that it has a Skyliner. I don't love that Skyliner anyway. I'm telling you, you have to stay there. I loved it.
Now, did you eat there?
I did not. We ate at the restaurant, this quick service that's been there forever. I did not eat at any of those new restaurants. Like, there's a whole new restaurant in the lake.
Three Bridges.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I got to tell you a funny story about that. They have something called Sangria University that you can sign up for.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I told my husband, we were working, I was like, ooh, Sangria University. And he kept looking for people. He thought it was a real university.
No.
Yes. I was like,
no,
I'm talking about the alcohol, Aaron.
Well, you know what they have at, you know what they have at Sangria University?
Sangria.
No, Alpha Epsilon Fraternity.
Oh my gosh.
Do you want to tell people that story?
You tell them.
I'm just saying the person had an A and an E on his hat. Clearly it was the Greek symbols for Alpha Epsilon, which is a fraternity I've not heard of, but that's okay. I'm not Greek. I did not know that fraternity. And clearly he's in that guy that we saw with the hat.
And he sent me this and I was like, it's American Eagle, Jeffrey. American Eagle.
That's your opinion, Lori. That's your opinion. Clearly, he's an Alpha Epsilon fraternity, which no one has ever heard of.
Jeffrey, we were in the middle of the restaurant. He's like really trying to figure this out. Really trying to figure this out. And I finally look up and I look at this guy and I was like, that's American Eagle. My kid has that hat, I think.
Oh, that's a missed opportunity. But I'm telling you, Alpha Epsilon fraternity is at Sangria University. And you know what? We have a great opportunity for some merchandise and we will follow up on that. We will follow up on our with TeePublic. By the way, get your merch.
I didn't get to eat because we had a lot of things. Like we did a little monorail crawl. We tried, but you couldn't get into a lot of places.
Really?
Yeah, like I tried to get in Trader Sam's and that was an absolute no-go.
I can never get there.
I did it. Me and my sister did it once. We got in, like, we don't know how, and we got that black pearl that we didn't even know was even a rare thing to get. We both got one. You know that about those black pearls?
No.
You can get these drinks, and we had no idea. But if you follow that Disney Day Drinkers page that I like to follow,
yeah,
people talk about this all the time. Apparently, like, so the drinks come in pearls. And it's very rare to get a black one. And we both got one.
Well, you know the significance of the black pearl? Do you know what the Disney significance of that is?
No.
It's Captain Jack Sparrow's ship from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, well, we both got one. I have one up. It's in my cabinet right now. So we got in that time and we got the black pearl. But I have never been able to get back in it since. So we tried that. We didn't do that. So we went to the Enchanted Rose, I think, three times. Yeah. And
wow.
It's two times. It might have been three. But the last time we were there, it was a big group. I could hear their accent. They were from New Orleans.
Oh.
And we talked to them. But then the first night we went there, when it's real busy, I didn't realize this, but at the Grand Floridian, they will set up a little kiosk downstairs for champagne, a champagne kiosk. And you know, that was amazing.
Oh, that does sound amazing.
Yeah. So right before we were, and they sell Vouv by the glass.
Get out.
Yeah. So we left Enchanted Rose and I had a little bit to drink. So I was having a good time and we were going to walk. Cause I've never done the walk from Grand Floridian to Magic Kingdom.
Me either.
That walkway open, cause it's new. So when I went down there to the kiosk, I'm like, hey, can I buy this? Can I walk? Can I go outside with you? He was like, well, if I don't see you, you're not supposed to leave and walk with the alcohol. So I got me a glass and I just kind of put it to the side and I made the walk from the Grand Floridian to Magic Kingdom on the walkway. It was long.
It looks long.
It's way longer than the contemporary, but it was cool. It was kind of scary at night, actually. Like, I was like, because you kind of go through those woods, you know?
That's a complaint I have about Disney, and I think you may have been with me when we were staying at Pop Century that time. Disney leaves you in the dark a lot, and yes. I mean that very, very literally. Yes. Like walking around the resorts, like it'll just be if you're off to the on a random sidewalk, even in the parks, yes. even in the parks, you are like you're walking around certain parts of the park, and you're just like it is like I can't see. Like how is this not a safety issue? Yeah,
like and that and you know so. The monorail goes this way. So, you know, when it goes, like to the right would be Bay Lake. And then to the left is the woods, like the real woods.
Right.
Like it was scary. We passed two scooters and maybe one other family. And that's it. And that's the only people we saw. And it was dark. And it was kind of scary. Like I wouldn't do it if I was just by myself with my kids or anything. I wouldn't do it at all.
I mean, we go to Disney because we feel safe there.
Right. But I'm scared of the dark everywhere as I go. So I wouldn't do it.
But yeah, they literally leave you in the dark sometimes. And Disney has some wildlife. I mean, there's signs
exactly.
all over there.
That's you know, what I'm more scared of is the wildlife.
And, you know, not that you'd be scared of deer. They have deer out there.
But I mean, they could be kind of scary. They might,
but who knows them. What else? There's a lot of, there's a lot of stuff out there. So
it was cool to do. Like we did that. Like we had a drink and we walked, to Magic Kingdom. But like I said, we did a lot more. I really think we only rode three rides this
Get
trip.
Out.
I swear we did not. I think we rode Flight of Passage, Test Track. And I don't, and Mine Train. And that's it.
That is it.
Oh, Frozen. We did ride Frozen.
Lori.
I know it.
But, you know, to that point, everyone has different things they enjoy doing in Disney.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm the ride guy. I like
being
on the
rides. I just like to be there. I like to be there. I like the restaurants. I like to drink around the world. Like, I like to go into the countries. The rides are not a make it or break it thing for me.
But that's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of going, and everyone has their own different interests and stuff. So were there any new restaurants that y'all had tried?
We ate at Cape May. I had never eaten there before.
Never eaten at Cape May. So you breakfast or lunch?
We did breakfast.
Oh, I love that breakfast.
Yeah.
That's a good breakfast.
It was good. It was good.
Were Minnie and her friends there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. We did that. We did Topolina twice. We did it for breakfast and dinner. Yeah.
Oh, it's worth it. Y'all have heard me and Lori talk about how great it is if you listen to our other podcast.
Yeah.
Did you agree? Do you stand by that statement?
Well, didn't have a good experience at nighttime this time.
What? I don't know the story.
I didn't eat.
You didn't eat?
Mm-mm.
What were you doing? Hanging out?
So they brought me, I think, a raw steak at first. And I'm very, very picky with steak. So yes. I just sent it back. But by the time the waiter, he was very busy. I don't blame him at all. They had him in a section that was kind of far away from where we were with a lot of tables. And then we were kind of out of there. Like he was slammed. He couldn't get back to us. So I think I waited like 35 minutes for them to come back. And then they brought it back and something else was wrong with it. And I was just like, look, I'm over it. I didn't expect them to give it. Like, I don't even know if they even gave it to us. I was just like, look, I don't want it. I'm not hungry anymore. I was done. I was tired. So, but my husband's was very, very good. He liked it just like he did the last time. But it just wasn't the.
Wow. So magic and mishaps, huh?
Yeah. But I mean, will I go back? Absolutely. It's our very favorite place. We had the same waiter that we had the last time we were there, like three years ago for a date night there. The same waiter.
We
had the same waiter the morning. The same waiter we had the Mardi Gras last year when we went into Topolino.
That tells you so much, I think, because I think the food industry has a lot of turnover, to say the least. And so if you go to a restaurant, and I think this is the same for anywhere in America, but if you go to a place, especially like Disney, which I guess have high turnover, I don't know that. But to go to a restaurant and have the same staff there over years, I think that has to say a lot about the company or the workplace.
Oh, yeah. And when I went to Hoopty Doo, because
I want to hear about this, I got to hear all about that.
Bob, I've had him three times as a waiter. He wasn't my waiter this time, but they went and got him. He was there and he had just came back like that same week because he's been on medical leave. Cause I've been wondering about him since COVID happened. Like I wanted to know, cause y'all know Hoopty Doo has not been reopened all that long. And Bob was still there. So I was very happy to see that.
That's awesome. I love that you have, that you know the staff there.
Yeah.
And so how was the show?
It was really good. It was different because it was some different people.
Different people there? Okay. Different actors from before. And how about the food?
The food was good. The food was the same. They didn't have, they changed the salad. They did change the salad.
Whatever will I do?
I know you don't love it, but I loved that salad. And they changed it. And I was very upset about that.
Well, you know, we don't like change.
I know it.
We're not fans. Well, Lori, one of the things I wanted to do, just because it's the new year and just to kind of look back and look ahead real quick. What was your favorite memory? Your favorite memory from 2022? And then your favorite change or thing that you saw in Disney World in 2022? If those are two different answers.
Favorite memory 2022. Oh, I guess, my trip, the Mardi Gras trip we were all on. I felt like that was the first real un-COVID like trip, because all the other ones before that was masked up. So I think no mask in 2022 that's my favorite thing that happened in 2022.
That's huge. It's huge. I think that's a big thing. And so I will echo that. My favorite memory, hanging out with you and your family and stuff on that trip, as well as my other, my best friend was on that trip as well. And so kind of having everyone there and running between groups of friends and just being surrounded by some of your favorite people in your favorite place is a pretty, pretty magical thing. Yeah. And so
it really is.
We had a tremendous, tremendous trip. You were there with your sister and niece and, pretty much everybody. And it was a great trip, great weather. We lucked out. Yeah. So it was great. So on the flip side of that, 2023, I got to say one more thing about 2022, favorite edition by far. Well, two things I want to say. One, glad we can meet the characters again.
Yes.
I mean, that's huge. Yes. That's huge for so many people.
That's huge for so many people.
And being able to hug Mickey again. I mean, that just means a lot to people. And so I'm glad to see that. But on a funner note, Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind is just so fun.
That's what everybody says. It looks such too scary to me.
Fun edition. It's too scary. Is that going to be on your list of you're not going to ride it?
Not right now. I don't think so.
Lori.
I know it.
So 2023, what are you looking forward to most in Walt Disney World?
I like the no parking. No parking fees.
No parking fees at the hotels is a good one. It's a good one. And that started. That's definitely qualifies for 2023. That's what you're looking forward to most. Anything else you're looking forward to?
Well, I'm going to a lot this coming year.
Oh, you are, aren't you?
I am. I'm going to, we're planning a trip with our friends. They want to do an adult only trip and stay at the beach club. So we can just walk over to Epcot. We don't know exactly when that's going to be, but, we're doing that. And then my daughter has Dance Nationals in Orlando. And of course I'm going to stay in Disney for 10 days. I think I'm staying at Yacht Club for majority of time. But then I'm going,
not rolling my eyes at all. It's okay.
Right after that, LSU is going to play their first game in Orlando. So, and it's going to be my husband and I's first. We first got together 10 years ago at an LSU game.
Oh, that's awesome.
In Dallas, their first game. So we're going to go celebrate that. And it's his birthday. So we're going to do that. And then one more trip in the fall.
You have got to get an annual pass. They need to bring
them back. I know. They have to start selling them again. I think that we might be getting closer to selling them again. They have to.
They have to.
I mean, gosh.
On my end, I think that what I'm looking forward to most, probably Tron, because I'm such a ride guy. I've talked a lot about rides tonight. Tron looks fun. I know it's an existing referencing guy. I don't think so.
Oh, if it doesn't go upside down, I'll ride it probably.
But it looks pretty. It looks like a pretty nighttime
thing. Yeah, it looks cool.
And then also other things to look forward to in 2023. I don't know if it's going to be a huge year for additions to Disney.
Yeah.
But we're going to have later, obviously, the Moana Journey of Water thing will be open. Yeah. And then the Hatbox Ghost is coming to the Haunted Mansion. Yeah. So those are kind of the three things. But I think that we're in for a lot more surprises along the way.
I think so, too.
And a lot more good news. And I think that we have a lot. Disney starting their 100-year celebration. That's what we have to look forward to, which is kind of company-wide. Oh, it's not like the
50. That's what I'm doing in the winter. I'm going to Disneyland. I didn't tell you that.
No, you didn't tell me this. That's breaking what news I am on the doing. Podcast.
I'm going to Disneyland.
When?
So we decided this, like, you know, I went to New York on Christmas Day this year, and my husband and son went on a hunting trip. But we decided that I think we want to make it a yearly thing, doing a trip for Christmas.
Nice.
And we're going to do Disneyland. I asked him. Yeah.
Oh, jealous.
Neither one of my kids, my husband hasn't either, but they've never been to Disneyland. I've only been for a few hours. You know, when I went, I was only able to go for a few hours. So.
Well, you can do Mr. Toad.
Yeah, for sure.
And then, okay, well, we know to wait to do a Disneyland recap.
Well, you can, well, yeah, maybe we'll talk about it. You should come.
Or do a plan. As I say, I don't know if I'm invited on this trip.
Yeah, you definitely can.
I was secretly inviting myself to it.
Yeah, for sure. I didn't even think about that. We just kind of started talking about it. We need to talk about it because I can hook us up, I think, with, to stay on the property on Disneyland.
Well, Disneyland is a whole other animal.
But
that is in a whole other podcast episode coming soon.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that we have talked everyone's ear off enough for this episode, and we have so much more planned for y'all. We really do have a lot of good ideas.
Wait 3 months this time.
We're going to try. We're going to make a promise that y'all will see us in sooner than 3 months. I know we say that last time, but this was a big oops.
We're trying not to do it again, but we do have a lot of stuff coming up. Mardi Gras. We're going to be home for Mardi Gras.
What? All right.
Yeah, we're all going to be home. So hopefully this doesn't get everything getting our way here.
And we're going to, and so what? We've got a lot of content coming your way if we can find the time to maybe stop partying in New Orleans, right, Lori?
Yeah. And I'm not a college student anymore, so I have lots of time on my hands.
Fair enough. So Lori's living the dream. But if anyone's looking for us, we'll probably be around New Orleans looking at all the Mardi Gras decorations.
Yeah.
That's our next task. So anyway, we will talk to y'all real soon.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of Southern Charm Magic.
Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram under the handles of Southern Charmed Magic. Have a great big beautiful tomorrow.
Bye, y'all.